His Worship, Mayor Puri, honored councillors, City of Timmins employees and media, thank you for allowing us to present to you this evening. Downtown Timmins has enjoyed a particularly difficult year, yet a good year, and we'd like to share with you the results of some of the programs that we've offered and at the end ask you for your assistance. So we're just being very upfront about that. So over the past year, we've had 16 business openings, we've had 4 business relocations within downtown Timmins, and we've lost 12 businesses. So we've netted out to the positive. We've also had a significant investment from DSAB and Bluemax Things Engraved. We're very happy with these results. However, we're very concerned over the next 8 to 12 months that the work from home model, businesses having to start repaying their loans, and rent subsidies, wage subsidies, hydro subsidies that are ending will significantly impact downtown Timmins. We anticipate that our losses will be within the next 8 to 12 months. We're concerned about that. Over the last year, though, we've had many successes, even while we're dealing with lockdowns. We've hosted several significant events. I have to tell you, the strategic plan, we're very proud of the social conscience that we've developed and our inclusiveness and our diversity. We really believe that that is our key to understanding how we can be successful in downtown Timmins and how we can work with niche markets within downtown Timmins. Many of these events would not have been possible without the partners that we work with, funding and human resources wise. We're a small group with a small budget, yet we leverage over $1 million in activities and at many times can have as many as 100 volunteers working with us. So we're thankful to our stakeholders and our partners. The rest of the year, we actually kicked off the rest of the year today with our Pathways to Potential program in partnership with Living Space. We thank the mayor for coming out in the pouring rain to help us with that. But the saying was that if Living Space provides services to people in the pouring rain and takes them out of the pouring rain, we can certainly stand it for a few minutes to be out there with them. So we're very proud that we were able to kick that off today. Pathways to Potential will also help us clean up the downtown and clean up the city. It's not strictly a Downtown Timmins initiative. In fact, I received word today that one of our partners has offered to buy 4 more cleaning carts so we can take this to Schumacher, we can take this to Porcupine, we can take this to South Porcupine. This model is citywide. It's not just Downtown Timmins. We'll be having a safety audit with the Timmins Police Service, and we'll be presenting a streetscape renovation plan. We have a Fall Fest, which is a new festival for downtown Timmins, we'll be launching at the end of September, and Win This Space is a great promotional initiative to help with business incubation. And of course, the Santa Claus Parade is coming back. So what does the economic revitalization mean? Downtowns that thrive when they have niche stores and experiences, that's where we know we have to be. We know we have to beat our big box stores by being unique and focusing on customer care. Win This Space is going to help us do that. Win This Space is not just about filling empty retail spaces, it's about people inspiring other people. It's about helping to fulfill someone's dreams to become an entrepreneur. Once again, although this is starting in downtown Timmins, we believe this could also be expanded to be a citywide initiative with our partners and our stakeholders. So Win This Space is an opportunity for an entrepreneur, perhaps a mom and pop working presently out of their garage, or a weekend warrior, to go through some formal business training in partnership with TEDC so that they can realize their dream of opening their own business. Streetscaping, I think we can all agree downtown Timmins is looking a little old and weary, so we're proposing a new streetscape plan and renovating downtown based on a new urbanism. New urbanism is a pedestrian-friendly model versus car-centric. It's time that we balance the lifestyles of the people of the city of Timmins and we give them a place that they can use and they can enjoy during their everyday versus just having cars pass through and counting cars. So new urbanism is also based on the 880s communities discussions that were held in this in Timmins in 2011, basically saying that, you know, downtown has to be accessible, it has to be safe, it has to cater to multi-generational use, and it has to enhance a quality of living while being safe, inclusive, and diverse. So one of the projects that we're looking at is what we're calling a laneway renaissance. If you haven't, and sometimes it's not safe to presently, but walk through the laneways of downtown Timmins, you'll notice that there's a lot of graffiti, and they have become places that, unfortunately, the opioid population uses, because there are nooks and crannies in behind all of the businesses that used to be used for storage or garbage pickup. Now they're empty. So with the laneway renaissance, we propose that during the safety audit, we find ways, especially with the community improvement grant, to ask our landlords to improve their lighting, improve with safety gates, and also improve, those are the two that we need to do, the safety gates and the lighting, to make sure that there are no places that folks can get into. And also we're going to be painting the laneways to make them brighter and more pedestrian friendly. Graffiti removal. That's what I missed. Unfortunately, people will look at graffiti and automatically assume that there's crime happening or assume that it's dirty. And so sometimes graffiti is beautiful. Sometimes it's great artwork. It's in the eye of the beholder, but it can make people feel uncomfortable. And as Jamie always says, just because you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean you're not safe. However, we do have to work with the perception of safety. So graffiti removal is important as well. So here's our Pathways to Potential. Just to give you a little bit more, we're very thankful to Ryan from your Public Works Department. He keeps our downtown looking great. We were so happy that we were able to bestow upon him one of the cleaning carts. It's a lighter unit that he can take around. He was pretty proud of it. We were pretty proud of it as well. Tonight, I did tell you that we were lending it to the City of Timmins, but today I tell you we're giving it to the City of Timmins. We couldn't possibly take it away from Ryan at this stage of the game. He's loving it too much. We'll have more cleaning carts. I want to draw your attention to the picture on the far right. A couple of times a week, we reached out to Parks and Rec, and they told us that they just, with summer students this summer, they didn't have enough students to do a lot of the weeding downtown. And I said, you know what? We've got three summer students. We're going to talk to our friends at Living Space and see if they've got a gang, and we're going to go out and we're going to help weed. You know, it's something pretty much everybody can do. It gives them, you know, some extra money, and it gives my students a chance to get to know the folks from Living Space. This young man joined us one day, and he wanted to apply to be part of the Living Space Pathways to Potential program, and he was going to apply. We were unloading that cart, and he wanted to test drive it for his new job, and he wanted to pass that picture on to his friends because he was so proud. So we took the picture and we passed it on to him, and just a small snippet of the pride that they're going to have with this program. So the importance of the Community Improvement Grant, I think it's coming before you tonight to increase, you know, the payback to those that invest in their businesses, to raise it from 50 to 75%. This is so important that we improve the safety, and it is citywide. We're very thankful for that. I think that there's enough money for everybody. I think that, as the Chamber alluded to, and I've spoken to Dave St. Onge about, the application process definitely needs to be streamlined. It's not something that we feel we just want to dump on you. We'd like to be part of that process to help, to see how we can streamline that application process for our member businesses on behalf of all of them in the city. So onto the beautification initiatives. It's very important that we have an island remodel very soon. As you can see in the top right-hand corner, that the birch or the chip, you know, kind of falls out or gets thrown out with the rain or somebody kicks it out. So a couple of the options that have been tried are a black lattice work and a cement lattice work. And although both of them present a green, which is good, unfortunately, maintenance is troublesome. So in an effort to make it easier, we've looked at and just pulled up a couple of different options that are eco-friendly, and one of them are plastic pavers or wood that can be used, and they're eco-friendly, easy to install and replace, and cost comparative quite the same. We'd like to introduce a banner program downtown. Unfortunately, when they put the lampposts in many years ago, they put them in sideways. So we can't use the existing stanchions that are there. They face the wrong way, but you can get stanchions that you can put on that will allow the banners to show on the street the way they should show. Right now, they'd be parallel to the sidewalk when they should be perpendicular to traffic and the sidewalk. So in order to increase the vibrancy, we're looking at a banner program. We can also use the banner programs to support nonprofit agencies and allow them an opportunity to advertise their programs. in this as well. We believe that it's time that downtown Timmins become eco-friendly and replace garbage cans with recycling receptacles as well, instead of just the other garbage containers. Unfortunately, the other garbage containers have taken a little bit of a kicking and require some work anyway. So if they can be repurposed into other communities and we could look at having recycling, we'd like that. We'd like to see the hydrants painted if possible. There's also the big planters that are beautiful. We're very thankful to the City of Timmins and Parks and Rec for the great flower choices they made. I have to say it's not anything I know anything about, so I'm very thankful to them for the good job they did. However, it would be nice if we could cover those up a little bit and make them more presentable. And there's also the option of using the paver bricks around our trees to enhance and have water kept rather than having the birch bark flying around. As you can see, the flag, the poles have suffered graffiti and tape over the years. So we would be looking to repair or clean up all of the poles downtown and repaint them. The good news is there is an anti-graffiti paint that is available where you cannot tape to it and you cannot graffiti it. It washes off. Of course, that would be wonderful to use on our electrical panels, and also we'd like to petition Canada Post to take out the old style boxes that they have and go with the new green boxes. Of course, bike friendly is also as important as being pedestrian friendly, so there are opportunities for us in the streetscaping plan to have bike lanes and bike signage on 3rd Avenue and on the streets, you know, that there's no passing bikes in the bike lane. It doesn't have to be a green lane. You can see how you can just draw a white line and put a bike in it, and that makes a bike lane. It would be great also to have bike repair stations. That's in the bottom left-hand corner. So if we had a bike repair station, that would also improve the ability to come biking downtown. We could also do some bike programming to bring bikes downtown. But of course, the big ask, and I think the legacy project for just about everybody in this room, is Civic Square. So this is a before picture of the Cedar Street parking lot. There are 22 spots in the Cedar Street parking lot. We know that. When we close 3rd Avenue for the urban park, we take 20 of those spots up. So being able to have a civic square where we can do our programming is kind of a net loss to the city when it comes to parking spaces. So please keep that in mind. So after, these are drawings out of a 2008 presentation to this council, Mayor and Council, that is probably the best we've seen and would propose. So behind that, in that Cedar Street parking lot, having a green space, we'd also like to have a community garden with fresh vegetables that would be helpful. But in the center of it, imagine the head frame. And the head frame would have lighting and a water feature so that the head frame could be like a stage. It could be used for evening entertainment. It could be used as a splash pad. It can be used for anything. You can also, across the middle part of the head frame, you can also put a weather curtain so it becomes a weatherproof stage. So it's something we'd love to see happen, because we know you have lots and lots of money.
The chamber says so.
I also understand that in the past, there has been a community committee for a community arts center. So we took the liberty of finding, this is actually from Kingston, where it was an old movie theater that was converted into a community arts center. So once again, if we look at that space, the Cedar Street parking lot, as a potential community civic square, we're looking at right across the street having a community arts center. So you're really centralizing arts and programming, and you're right beside a big parking lot, you're right off of Algonquin, so it just is a very central location. So dull inert cities, it is true, do contain the seeds of their own destruction and little else, but lively, diverse, intense cities contain the seeds of their own regeneration, with energy enough to carry over for problems and needs outside themselves. So where do we go from here? Well, in conclusion, the streetscape and beautification initiatives were born out of the Downtown Timmins Strategic Plan approved in February 2021. However, these initiatives focus on the betterment of the community as a whole and can be expanded and should be expanded to other Main Street areas. We believe many of these concepts can go right through the middle of Schumacher, can go right down the middle of South Porcupine, right through Porcupine as well. The bike lanes, the community safety initiatives. So this project is at the stage that it requires the City of Timmins' input and feedback to be able to move forward. We would kindly request that an advisory committee be formed comprised of personnel from the different departments that could share information valuable to this project. For example, Parks and Rec, Public Works, well, every department you have, let's just call them all. Because frankly, everybody has a different service that they provide to downtown Timmins and we're very thankful for, but they also have very different inputs on many of these streetscaping ideas. This committee will be able to access funding opportunities, government, private, and corporate. It will be able to leverage municipal purchase power, not-for-profit financial incentives, and more. So that concludes the presentation of how we've come this far and where we plan to go into the next year.